standing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is December the 13th. It is Thursday. It's not October. Thank goodness I got the right month today. Yes, it is December the 13th. Welcome to The Flip Side. Your host, Robbie Noel, with you for 1 hour. If you don't want to hear about financial Armageddon, I suggest you find an easy listening station, because during this hour, we will talk about financial Armageddon. Is it true? Is it real? Is it possible? Who's talking about it? And a lot of other stuff. But first, Wall Street, where the term volatility has taken on a whole new meaning for itself. The Dow in and out of positive territory all day, managed to squeak out a 44-point gain, in large part thanks to Lufthansa paying $300 million for JetBlue. Why that would cause them to get giddy on Wall Street, your guess is as good as mine. Anyway, Dow closed up 44 points at 13,517. NASDAQ off a little more than 2.5 points at 2,668. S&P 500 up almost 2 points at 1,488. This in light of, obviously, the producer price index coming in at, we haven't seen figures like that in 27 years, which is quite a while. Takes us back to, the era of the malaise. Metals complex, like everything else, sold off today. Gold off $14.60 to end the day at $799.30. And I warned you. I said, hey, look, expect to see $20, $30 swings in the price of gold. It's going to become a regular occurrence. Gold actually had a low today of $791 and a high of $811. Silver getting hammered, all 55 cents. Good day to buy it. Closed at $14.14. Silver had a much wider trading range than that. Had a low of $13.96 and a high of $14.68. Platinum, the only thing with a plus sign next to it outside of the U.S. dollar, up $3 at $1,480. Palladium off $3.49. No action as we speak in Asia. Gold flat at $799.40, silver flat at $14.40. Crude oil bouncing all over the place, up $5 yesterday, down $2 today to end the day at $92.40 the barrel. Get used to $100 and maybe $125 barrel oil, according to T. Boone Pickens, and the U.S. dollar. Don't ask me why. Stronger by 38 basis points at 76.53. When we return, oh yeah, bring out the bell. A little doom and gloom bell ringing taking place after this. But first, a great song when we return.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, Officemax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
What wisdom hangs a man upon a tree as the only way to end my misery? What kind of thinking made the way to heaven hard? A crooked journey down a straight and narrow path. How can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness, foolish things, shame the king. Wild wisdom puts a prophet in a desert place, nobody to hear a single word he says. What wisdom brings reward from suffering? Well, if I want to win, I have to lose everything. Can I make sense of this? I am living in God's foolishness. All the money and the power and the cleverness of this world defeated by foolishness, foolish things. Shame the king. Such a mess, but I'm clean now, safe from foolishness, foolish things. Made a king from a fool. Oh, 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 yeah. How can I make sense of this, yeah. Oh, how can I make sense of this?
Welcome back, my friends. That is Tree 63, Foolishness. And we have a lot of foolishness going on in the world of finance. By the way, the link, if you would like to add Tree 63, a CD to a stocking stuffer, and it's a great album. I'm not just saying this because I'm biased, because it's my son-in-law, the father of one grandchild, soon another. But hey, you can access the link on republictradinggroup.net or eaglesup.com. I'm surprised it's not soaring up the charts, but I'm sure it's just a matter of time till enough people get to hear it. Let me correct myself very briefly. In Asian trading, gold is up $1.50 at $800.90. Silver up 4 cents at $14.80. Crude oil now up 19 cents in Asia at $92.14, and the dollar is hanging on by its fingernails, up 1 basis point at 76.54. A gentleman I have followed for many years, and a lot of people have made a huge amount of money by following his recommendations. He's actually in the Guinness World Book of Records as the highest paid investment advisor on the planet. He's an American who lives in Switzerland. His name is Harry Schultz. Harry is now well over 80 years of age. He has seen it all, and just to give you his track record, the Hulbert Financial Digest states that Schultz's fund is up 21.42% over the past 12 months versus 7.5% for the Dow Jones Wilshire 500. And over the past 5 years, Schultz is up a remarkable 34.38% annualized versus 12.85% annualized for the Dow Jones Wilshire 5000. So whether or not you take what Harry Schultz says to heart, be prepared to accept the fact that the man knows what he's talking about, and he's been right more often than he has been wrong. However, he now declares in his latest newsletter that we better prepare for a financial tsunami. And Peter Brimlow has a article, which you can find on republictradinggroup.net, about Schultz's new letter, because he gets calls all the time asking him about whether Harry Schultz has lost his mind. Among the interesting ideas raised by Schultz in his intense, somewhat terrifying newsletter says, he mentions the word recession, which, by the way, Alan Greenspan has upped his possibility of the U.S. going into recession from 30% now to well over 50%, but let's not get into Alan Greenspan. He talks about a possible depression, which is interesting to note because Ben Bernanke apparently is a student of the Great Depression. And the question is, did he actually learn anything, or is he just being a simple Keynesian that turns his study of the Great Depression away from a man who identified it and its causes, none other than F.A. Hayek, who actually got the Nobel Prize for his thesis on the Great Depression in 1974, but that's neither here nor there, because obviously over time we distort history and we create history that makes us feel comfortable, even though it is wrong, but it just makes us feel good. There's an old line many years ago, and it says, when a legend is confronted with the facts, it's always better just simply to print the legend. Damn be the facts. So he talks about the possibility of a depression. He talks about bank failures, exchange controls, housing prices down by 50%, credit card company failures, money market fund dangers, tripling of U.S. jobless numbers, and federal bailouts for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. His advice, translated out of his shorthand style, says that if you have not already done so, take immediate measures to safeguard your assets against the global derivative crisis. Most urgent is close out time deposits. Now, these are CDs, in other words. buy non-U.S. government bonds. In other words, Schultz is saying the U.S. banking system is threatened. And how's that for a happy Christmas greeting? Schultz says the second biggest danger is owing U.S. dollars in any form. He says it has crashed and is going to go much lower. Use dollar rallies to exit dollars or sell short. This is not a time to seek profits, but to protect what you have. Portfolio diversification is essential in troubled times. Schultz's favored currencies in order of preference are the Swiss franc, the Australian dollar, the euro, and the Canadian dollar. Schultz is a trader, and his specific market advice is nuanced. He writes, direction of global stock markets, uncertain. Balance stock holdings between long and shorts to counterbalance drawdown risks and or hedge exposure via puts, futures, or bear funds. Exposure to gold shares and bullion should be a minimum of 35 to 45% of total portfolio, with at least 10% in physical gold bullion and coins, and yes, rare coins. On gold, he writes, the public is still not in the gold market. They will be in 2008 as the derivatives and credit crises bring down more financial institutions and eyes will be opened via pain. When Rome burns, gold will smash through its old unadjusted for inflation $850 high on its way to $1,600 and who knows how far beyond that. Uh-oh. Say it ain't so, Harry. But Harry has more advice for you. Amid the apocalyptic advice, Harry finds time to dispense some other helpful hints. Avoid fluoride. Cell phones may cause cancer. Sauerkraut makes for a healthier prostate. And he would know, obviously, being a little over 80. Use faxes for all financial transactions, and most importantly, according to Harry Schultz, give money to Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul on his December 16th Boston Tea Party anniversary. Which, by the way, just so you know, Saturday, being the 15th of December, is Bill of Rights Day. Yes, a lot of people don't even know that. Well, what it is, it's an old document, says nice things, supposed to be how the government operates. But we've long abandoned the limitations of government. Now government is all of us. We are consumed by government. As a matter of fact, soon as something goes wrong, we run to government to seek a solution to the problem. But if we look back in history, no matter when it was or what era it was, every time government got involved, it screwed it up 10 times worse. Oh, yeah. It just got started and built back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Children standing here, arms outstretched into the sky, tears drying on their face. He has been here. Brothers lie in shallow graves, fathers lost without a trace, a nation blind to their disgrace since he's been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. Only sadness. Houses burnt beyond repair, smell of death is in the air. A woman weeping in despair says he has been here. Tracer lighting up the sky, it's another family's turn to die. A child afraid to even cry out says he has been here. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness. And I see no bravery, no bravery in your eyes anymore, only sadness.
Let me digress a little way from finance. The song obviously brings it home for me. Congress yesterday held hearings, very emotional hearings, on the issue of the high rate of veterans returning from Iraq that are committing suicide. And this is obviously to do with sending 19-year-olds to fight in a war that has no moral basis whatsoever. And the things that 19-year-olds witness causes, and has always caused, long-term psychological damage. Some can handle it, some can't. The level of suicides among U.S. personnel is it's mind-boggling in all its proportion. But the thing that I want to bring to your attention is more insidious than that. It's actually how depraved we are as a society when we stand and worship a talk show host like Sean Hannity and Oliver North. You see, Sean Hannity and Oliver North have been running around the country holding these freedom concerts in order to generate funds, in order to give scholarships to children of injured U.S. personnel. Now, besides the fact that these two worthless pieces of human flesh have been promoting the sick war for so long, it now comes out, and this is according to a study, it says Americans gave millions of dollars in the past year to veterans charities designed to help troops wounded in Iraq and Afghanistan. But several of the groups spent relatively little money on the wounded, according to a leading watchdog organization, which got its information from federal tax filings, and it identifies 12 charities that are rated as failing by the Institute, and they include Freedom Alliance. The Freedom Alliance is Oliver North's organization that, together with the promotion by Sean Hannity and Fox News of these freedom concerts around the country to raise money to give scholarships to children. To cut a long story short, they've raised $10 million, of which they used $9 million, according to the federal filings, to raise $500,000 to give to scholarships to injured service personnel or dead service personnel's kids. I mean, this should be an outrage of epic proportion. This should be front page stories around the country, but it is not. It just shows you the depth of depravity of Sean Hannity and Oliver North, that they would actually concoct a scheme which is more insidious than the subprime mortgage debacle, that they would use the death of soldiers or the injury to soldiers to come up with some red, white, and blue, beat my chest, call me a great American, and actually screw the people that they say that they stand behind and support. I mean, this is something that one would expect to come from the likes of someone who is affiliated with some nefarious communist party. Not someone that apparently is squeaky clean and has a title of Baby Jesus to his name. Here's a man that goes on television and on the radio every day talking about how he supports the troops and how he's doing everything for the troops, while he flies around the country in a private jet with limousines, all at the cost of the people who out of their hearts want to support the troops. But the money goes into the pocket of Sean Hannity and Oliver North to live the high life. Way to go, guys. Way to go. And as Keith Olbermann would say, these are the worst people in the world. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
That was Sunday, the title track from 363's new album. Yes, I'm pushing. It's a great album. Great CD, I should say. You probably won't find a song you don't like on the entire album. let me correct myself. I think I said we had our biggest jump in wholesale prices in 27 years. Let me correct that, 34 years, jumping 3.2% in November. Now, this was the reason in large part why you saw dollar gain value and gold decline in value, just simply because of the fact that, as people see it, with obviously such a jump in wholesale prices, and trust me, they are waiting with bated breath for the consumer price index, which comes out tomorrow. It obviously sends a message, the Fed's not going to be cutting rates come January. And as you know, everything we do is hinged on what the Fed's going to do with rates. And it's so managed, and it's so manipulated. And the Fed is raising and lowering of rates based on, obviously, economic conditions, without taking into account that when people make bad investment decisions, free market forces should allow these companies that made these bad decisions to feel the pain, and if they go out of business, so be it. Whether it be a Citibank, whether it be a JP Morgan, whether it be a Merrill Lynch, that is the basis behind a free market economy. When people make stupid decisions, it's not there for some government entity to come along and bail it out, because all that simply does is, by this injection of funds that we have seen the Fed do with this coordinated effort of central banks around the world, is simply going to exacerbate this problem. And more than likely, Harry Schultz was underestimating the size and the scope of the financial calamity that we are about to face. The level of funds that have been injected into the system far surpasses that of any of the interventions, which the first major intervention was after September the 11th. This dwarfs that by tenfold. And when you look at, obviously, past history, now, and this is the amazing thing, because Tom Stevens, writing in the London Telegraph today, says that the Great Depression is something that Ben Bernanke has studied over time. He says it's no coincidence the collaborated effort should be coordinated by Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke, who has devoted much of his professional life to a study of the causes of the Great Depression. No head of the Federal Reserve has had such a keen sense of history. Well, then, obviously, Ben Bernanke has been following the wrong history books in the history of depression, because he hasn't followed F.A. Hayek in any way, shape, or form, because F.A. Hayek, besides winning the Nobel Prize for Economics in 1974 in his thesis of the Great Depression, he spells out exactly what we're doing right now with this manipulating of interest rates. In his book, Thomas Woods, he has a book entitled 33 Questions About American History You're Not Supposed to Ask. He says, the central bank's lowering of interest rate therefore creates a mismatch of market forces. Long-term investments that will bear fruit only in the distant future are encouraged at a time when the public has shown no let-up for its desire to consume in the present. Resources are therefore being misallocated. In the short run, the result of central banks' lowering of interest rates is the apparent prosperity of the boom period. New construction is everywhere, businesses are expanding their capacity, people are enjoying a high standard of living, but the economy is on a sugar high and will inevitably come down. Since the public has not saved as much as the artificially low interest rates makes small businesses think they have saved, insufficient resources have been freed up to make all of these new investment projects sustainable. The complementary goods that businesses need in order to complete these projects turn out to be scarcer and thus more expensive than investors anticipated. Some of these investments will prove to be unsustainable and will have to be abandoned, the resources devoted to them having been partially or completely squandered. The Federal Reserve could simply pump still more credit into the economy to keep the boom going, and indeed it usually does just that. But at some point, it has to put on the brakes. The more it inflates, the greater the mismatch between consumer preference and productive capacity. As this becomes more apparent, pressure builds for a liquidation of malinvestments. If the Fed ignores this pressure and continues to inflate the money supply indefinitely, it risks hyperinflation, a galloping inflation so severe as to destroy the currency unit altogether. The recession or depression is a necessary, if unfortunate, correction occurs, by which the malinvestments of the boom period, having at last been brought to light, are liquidated. The central bank's cheap credit policy, encouraged by the initiation of countless investment projects that could not be sustained in the long run, the diversion of resources into unsustainable investments that do not conform with consumer desires and resource availability, swiftly ceases as businesses fail and investment projects are abandoned. We now see how Austrian theory answers some of these very basic questions. The cluster of small business errors and big business errors occurs because economic actors are misled by interest rates, an economic indicator that enters into the calculation of all serious business people. And the downturn is heavier in producer goods industries because it is that sector in which the artificially low interest rate disproportionately attracts investments. And although this is not a version of the story that Americans get in the standard telling, these are precisely the events that led up to and caused the Great Depression. Contrary to popular belief, the 1920s saw a very substantial inflation of the money supply, which in classic Austrian fashion sowed the seeds of the inevitable collapse. Moreover, just as the Austrian theory would lead us to expect, the economic downturn disproportionately hit producer good industries and not the consumer good industries that under consumptionists' theories predict will suffer more. Austrian business cycle theory explains what causes the initial downturn, but just how long and severe the depression will be depends on the government's response. If out of misplaced humanitarianism or just plain ignorance, the government hinders the liquidation process by bailing out failing businesses, propping up wages, or artificially stimulating consumption, the recovery will be much slower and more painful. Government-sponsored emergency loans merely prop up the unsound investment projects undertaken during the boom and the misdirected resources being squandered on them, and thus only intensifies the problem. Wages and prices must be allowed to fluctuate freely so that labor and capital may be moved rapidly into the lines that make sense in terms of prevailing economic conditions. The initial downturn of the Great Depression occurred in late 1929, but conditions did not reach truly calamitous proportions until 1931, which economist Benjamin Anderson called the tragic year. Hoover and Franklin and Roosevelt administrations pursued that prolonged and the policies they pursued prolonged the downturn of 1929 into a depression that plagued the country throughout the 1930s. The free market, therefore, is responsible neither for the initial downturn nor the duration of the Great Depression. The culprit, in the first case, is the Federal Reserve System, a non-market institution created by an act of Congress, and in the second case is a federal government policy that severely hampered the economy's ability to recover and adjust. Unfortunately, the Austrian theory of the business cycle, in spite of winning one of its architects the Nobel Peace Prize, remains one of the best-kept secrets of economics. And what does Ben Bernanke do? He doesn't even figure it out for himself. He goes right into doing exactly the same stupid things that were done prior to 1929. This time round, as I've said many times before, and why I agree with Harry Schultz, why we are facing this financial tsunami, is because of the fact we are not of the same metal that our previous generations in 1929 were. We are a lot softer than they were. We are a instant gratification society right now. We want everything now. We don't want to pay for it. and we want government to protect us from all the evils out there. Even if it means pumping hundreds of billions of dollars into this failed scam called the subprime market. Now, as I predicted as well, this is a scam of epic proportion, and just wait until the lawsuits start flying. Well, I didn't realize that the lawsuits had already started to fly. The Illinois Attorney General is investigating the home loan unit of Countrywide Financial as part of the state's expanding inquiry into dubious lending practices that have trapped borrowers in high-cost mortgages that can no longer afford. Now, what we're going to be dealing with here is, we're going to be dealing with a lot of problems because everybody's involved in this fraud. Yes, even the guy who bought the subprime mortgage. Why? Because the broker, when he sold him the house originally, said, don't worry, we'll throw you the teaser rate, then we'll refi it and get you a fixed rate. The problem is that they lied on the application to get the loan in the first place, and in the second place, when they went to refi in order to drain liquidity out of their homes, they lied again on the application form by inflating their earnings. Let me tell you something. States' attorney generals are going to have a field day with this. This is not only nailing the subprime borrowers for fraud because they signed the application. They can say, well, the broker lied to me. He inflated my income. The bottom line is it's on the loan document and the buyer had to sign the paper. And it goes uphill from there. What are these attorney generals going to do? They're going to be indicting thousands of brokers. And the brokers are going to be nailed to the wall because obviously the attorney generals are going to have them dead to rights because they have the paperwork, they have the signatures, they have all of this. And then comes that wonderful little system within the Justice Department, and that is, well, if you cop a plea and sell us out for the big fish, we'll recommend you do no jail time. You'll have people singing from the highest hilltops out there on this one. And they're going after the big fish. This is what attorney generals do. This is how they climb the corporate ladder. They get big fishes. Here, the Illinois attorney general is going after Countrywide Financial. If he nails this one, he's going to be king. He could most probably even become attorney general because of this. This is huge, and it'll stretch far and wide. And it not only goes to the mortgage brokers and doesn't only go to the Countrywide Financials or the facilitators of the scam, it'll go much higher than that. How much higher? Well, it could go all the way up to Congress, for all I know, because obviously someone out there said, look, wouldn't it be a great idea if we could sell people houses and they didn't have to verify their income? We can just let them lie? This is huge, of epic proportion. It is so huge that you had to get the Federal Reserve, because it couldn't do it on its own, it had to go out and get three other central banks from around the world to join forces in order to try and stop the bleeding. Once again, a Band-Aid on an axe wound. This patient isn't only hemorrhaging as we speak, it's gushing. Gallons of the red stuff all over the place. They don't even know where to look. Paulson the other day in announcing this great bailout says he thinks that litigation will be kept to a minimum. Is he out of his mind? How did a man make $300 million and be so stupid unless he's just trying to hide something and not wanting to panic people out there? And I want to tell you as well, I'm not here to panic you. I'm not here to cause you to run out and start burying stuff in your backyard. I'm just spelling it out how one person sees it, and by following the advice of many other people who are a lot smarter than me and a lot wiser than me. Because I don't believe anything. I mean, look at this report out today. I mean, beside the point, but it's a typical case. All the brouhaha that Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh talked about this terrorist attack in America, how they said about the Chicago 7. You remember the guys who wanted to blow up the Sears Tower? They couldn't afford boots. Well, guess what? The judge has declared a mistrial in the case and has acquitted one of the defendants. Well, that's a little egg on the government's face. Anyway, when we come back, another song from 363.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com.
Sun on my face.
a firm foundation.
From the latest album, Sunday, and I thank all of those at RBN for letting me play those songs all the way through, because they are great, and I'm being biased here, but let me just say something, I've been around music all my life, whenever you get a CD, there's always like one or two songs that are really good on it, the rest are garbage. Every single song on the CD is great. And the last hour, you heard three of them. And if you want to help my son-in-law and my granddaughter, you can either go into the website and buy a CD and stick it in for a stocking stuffer, or you can go down to your local store and get it. Before we leave you, just in case you're wondering what gold is doing in Asia, gold is soaring in Asia. Gold up $3.40 at $802.80. Silver up a nickel at $14.19. Till tomorrow, my friends. It's Friday. Yes, and Sunday is not that far away. Till then, see you. Bye.